Blog Talk Radio.
You are my protector, and you are my provider, and my deliverer. There's no other help I know.
Stevie B's Media Production presents What a Word from the Lord radio show. I'm your host this evening, Stevie R. Butler. This radio show is dedicated to spreading the truth of God's word, rightly dividing the word of truth. We're grateful you're tuning into our radio broadcast this evening. This radio show is brought to you by loving and faithful members of the Churches of Christ. We would ask you to take out your Bibles and study along with us. We have a very exciting show planned for your spiritual enlightenment and your edification. If you'd like to contact us while we're on the air this evening, give us a call to the live show at 713-955-0508. If you have any questions or comments for any of my guests or my co-hosts on this radio show, you can send me your email to butlersteve1009@yahoo.com, or you can call the Carolina studio at 910-491-6405. Now again, this program is brought to you by members of the Churches of Christ. And if you need any assistance in locating a congregation in your area, please feel free to contact us. Now, folks, get out your Bibles and study along with us here on What a Word from the Lord radio show. Presents What a Word from the Lord radio show. I'm your host this evening, Stevie R. Butler, and this radio show is being broadcast from the Carolina studio in the great state of North Carolina. Ladies and gentlemen, we're just grateful for the privilege to bring you a program where we as Christians and members of the Churches of Christ can share our faith and preach and teach the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ on a weekly basis. So before we go into our program for this evening, I would ask that you would bow with me in a word of prayer that we may thank God for this opportunity. Our most kind, gracious, loving Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for allowing us to go through the various activities of the day and placing it on our hearts that we are on this broadcast and we're prepared now to present a portion of your holy and divine word. Father, we pray that you would be with my special guest speaker, Ronald Cross, on the show this evening as he break unto us the bread of life. And also my special guest in the community corner, Denise Fitch, as she serves our community as well and with her various talents and gifts to uplift our neighbors. We pray that you will bless them and their families that support their efforts as well. While we pray that you will be with our listeners this evening, we pray that they may listen well, that they may consider their eternal stance before you, and their hearts may be pricked and will cause them to ask the question, what must I do to be saved? Father, we thank you so much for sending your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We're just grateful for his precious sacrifice on Calvary's cross. For without such a sacrifice, we would not even have a hope of eternal life. Father, even now we ask that you will forgive us for the transgressions of our own heart. We know that our flesh is weak, and we often fall short of your will. Father, we pray that you'll continue to bless us and love us and keep us all the days of our lives. And if we have been faithful unto death, Father, we pray that you would save us. For it's in Christ's blessed name we do ask it all. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to the broadcast. In the first segment, my special guest speaker, Ronald Cross, he is the evangelist of the Metro Central Church of Christ in Detroit, Michigan. He'll be making his proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then in the second segment, my special guest in the community corner is Denise Finch. She's from Charlotte, North Carolina, and her company is called Planet Marketing. She'll be telling us a little bit about her business. And in the last segment of the show, I'll be bringing you a lesson to close out the show. So open your Bibles now and open your minds, and let's have a great show. After the break, the next voice you hear will be that of my special guest speaker, Ronald Cross. Enjoy the show.
Can you see the star in the sky? Filled with hay in a barn. When the time came for my Savior to be born, Mary and Joseph were a long way from home, but she gave birth that day to the man who would save us in the end. There was no life for a sinner man like me. But Mary and Joseph couldn't know. They gave birth to the one, our Lord and Savior, God's only begotten Son. That's what they told them. No, filled with hay in a barn. No, let me hear you say no.
You're listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show. Now my special guest speaker, Ronald Cross, and his subject, Reach Out and Touch.
Hey, good evening. I'm sorry. It's an honor to be here. I'm thankful to Brother Steve for this opportunity to come to you with a word from the Lord. I am an advocate of us being a church, a living body, a body that can make a difference in this world. You know, Jesus said, let our light so shine before man that they may see our good works and glorify our Father, which is in heaven. I'm an advocate of that, and I really believe that the church should be a living force in this dark and sinful world. I'm going to start off with the book of 2 Corinthians. I want you to turn to chapter 1, and we're going to read starting at verse number 3. That's the book of 2 Corinthians, starting at chapter number 1, and we will read verse number 3, and then we will go down to verse number 5. Now the Bible said, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comfort us in our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comfort of God. I like to use that, and that's why our topic of today is reach out and touch. Reach out and touch. I really believe in my heart that people have not given up on God, but people have given up on the church. And you know, it's a saying that we say, people will tell you in a minute, oh, I believe in God, but I don't want to have anything to do with the church. Well, once you give up on the church, you're giving up on God, because God sent Jesus down here to establish his bride. And so in order for you to be a part of God's family, you must be connected through Christ. Now, why do I say reach out and touch, reach out and touch, reach out and touch? Because one of the things I try to tell a congregation, one of the things I try to tell the members of the body of Christ, all of us are ministers. All of us have a ministry. And sometimes we will say to ourselves, I don't know what to do. I don't know where is my position in the church. And a lot of times I try to tell people, take something that you have been through, something that you went through and you survived it. And I don't care what it is. You know, you got young men and young women who have been brought up in broken homes. People have been molested. People have been perhaps raped. People who have grew up in a home without a father. People who grew up. I mean, we can go on and on. The very worst things that you have been through, and you know that it was nothing but the grace that have fallen upon you that you was able to make it through whatever storm in life you have made it through. And so it here it said, blessed be of God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy and the God of all comfort. Who what? Comfort us in our tribulation. Guess what? That we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comfort of God. And I take this, and when I love this passage of scripture simply because I use that during the storms of my life. I use it when I was going through some things, I was going through hardships, I was going through trials and tribulations. Even in the midst of my trials and tribulations, I was able to comfort someone else. I was able to help someone. I knew that God was watching over me, that God was giving me the peace to sleep at night. So I said, man, let me take what God has given me and help somebody else, even if it's in the midst of my storm. But I take it like this, that God has brought us out of something. And if God has put you or took you through something and brought you out, man, think about it. Man, if I grew up without a father, if I grew up in an abusive relationship, if I grew up, you know, and the worst things that could ever happen to me, but I somehow survived it. I truly believe that God allowed you to survive it. Why? So that you can reach out and touch somebody else. You know, just think about it. There's a lot of things that you survived that people are struggling with. You know, you thank God that you're not an alcoholic. You thank God that you didn't kill yourself. You thank God that you didn't, you didn't give up on life. And there's still people who are struggling with it. So you take what God has allowed you to come out of and use it. And then I like to use it. Let's take that to Genesis, the 50th chapter. And it was something that Joseph said to his brother. And that I really believe that we can take this in our life. There are going to be some storms, some struggles, some hardships, some things that's going to happen. And we can say it just like Joseph said it when he came face to face with his brothers. And his brothers did all that evil to him. But Joseph was able to say this in Genesis, the 50th chapter, starting at verse number 20. He said, "But as for you, you thought evil against me, but," see, he put the "but" in, "but God meant it unto good to bring to pass as it is this day to save much people." Man, there's some stuff you're going through. I can give you an example. As a growing up, as I got into ministry, and I wanted to be a minister. My heart was there. I wasn't wanted to just get up to preach just to be in front of people. My heart was there. I just wanted to be a servant of Almighty God. But the storms and the hardship I went through just to become a minister, just to give people ministers opportunity to give me the opportunity to preach. You know, the church that I was a member of, I was a youth director, and I think I probably preached twice a year. And I used to joke about it. You know, I can write 6 sermons or 8 sermons, and I can say, man, I have enough sermons for the next 3-4 years. And I would laugh about it to myself, but deep down I was hurt because it was like a fire burning in my bones. I just wanted to tell the people something. And as I got into it, you know, I got invited out to speak. You know, I spoke at youth rallies and things of that nature. But I'm just talking about at my home congregation. Now, this is what you have to understand. I went through that, and I made a vow to myself, if I ever become a minister over a congregation, and I knew there's a young man who had a desire to preach, I wanted to make sure he never had to go through what I went through. So once I had the opportunity to help young ministers, guess what? I helped them. I groomed them. I taught them. I let them preach. Each assistant minister that I had, I allow them to begin to preach every 3 Sundays. So I opened the doors for them. I allowed them to be what they needed to be in the ministry. I didn't want them to go through what I went through. I didn't want them to struggle like I struggled in the ministry. And I think God put me through that for a reason, so I can know how it feels. Now, that's one way that we can reach out and touch. I'm just giving you a small example of something that happened to me as a young man in my field. I do heating and cooling. It was a field that was hard for a young black man to get into. I made a vow that if I ever get into it, I'm going to open the door so that it wouldn't be that difficult for other young men to get into this field, or women for that matter. And so guess what? I put myself in a position where I was an instructor, that I taught it. I helped. I was a lead man. I was a supervisor. Now I own my own company because I wanted to open the door. But I had to go through something. So what I'm saying is, when we go through some things, even though it may be evil to us, it could be made good if we use it to glorify God. If I grew up fatherless, I have to make sure that my children don't go fatherless. If I grow up, and I might have been molested. If I grew up and I was out there in the streets and now that God bought me and he saved me, he spared my life, I can reach out and touch someone. So through the comfort that God has comforted me with, I can go out and I can comfort somebody else, reaching out and touch somebody. Now let's take David. David said something in the 51st division of Psalms. He said something, and it's because he went through something. We'll talk about that, but I want to give you a general idea of what he went through. In the 51st division of Psalms, David said this. He said, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me, within me." He said, "Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me." He said, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit." He said, "Then will I teach transgressors thy way, and sinners shall be converted unto thee." Here, David, if you go into the 2 Samuel, the 11th chapter, you will see that David made a mess out of his life when he dealt with Bathsheba, how he talked Bathsheba into coming into his room and he slept with her, and then he had killed her husband Uriah. David made a mess in his life. He made a mess and he tried to cover up the mess, and God let it be known that he knew what happened, and he was so disappointed. If you read 2 Samuel, the 11th and 12th chapter on your leisure, you can see David went through a whole lot. That's when Nathan had came to David, and then he gave David the story. And he said, "David, there was a man who had a little lamb, a little ewe lamb. And he said he treated this ewe lamb as my family, as his family. He treated him as his own." He said, "And then there was another man who had a flock of sheep." He said, "I just suppose the man with the flock of sheep had company that came into town. And instead of him going and getting one of his own sheep, he took that man, little ewe lamb, and he killed it and he fed it to his company." And David, with anger, he had much anger. He jumped up and he said, "The man that does such a thing shall suffer fourfold." And Nathan, he looked at David and he said, "David, you are that man." He said, "You took Uriah's wife and you killed Uriah." You know, what David did was an evil thing. David broke four other Ten Commandments. But he said, "This was an evil thing you did." And it crushed David when he realized he had sinned against God. And that's when he said, "Create in me, O Lord, a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me." He said, "You know, once you get me back together," he said, "then will I teach transgressors our ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee." What I'm trying to tell you is we got to reach out and touch. There's a mess that we have made in our life. I know each and every one of us can talk about one time or another in our life that we made a mess. And even in the midst of that mess, God had enough mercy on us to restore the joy of our salvation. In other words, I made a mess of my life. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, forgive me. Lord, restore. Renew a right spirit within me. He said, "Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me." I had to cry that prayer, "Restore unto me the joy of my salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy way, and sinners shall be converted unto thee." What I just did is I took a mess that I made of my life and I'm changing it to a message. Man, I messed up. You got some things you can look at a brother and you can say, hey, my man, I wouldn't do that if I was you. Why? Because I'm going to tell you how it made a mess in my life. Man, well, I don't care what you did, what kind of sin you did. When God restored your spirit, take that mess and turn it to a message. Man, tell people what can happen when you drink too much. Tell people what can happen when you mess around in your marriage. Tell people what can happen when you do something that is totally against God's word. Don't be ashamed to confess your faults one to another. The very one who needs to hear it, needs to hear it. But we want to walk in and we want to act like we don't have no shame in our game, like we never did anything wrong. Man, church, we have to learn how to reach out and touch the very thing that I don't like to talk about, that I'm embarrassed about, that it just hurt me to know that I disappointed God. Somebody need to hear my story. People are hurting today. You got people who've done some things and they just thank God. You know, the blood is just not that strong, that powerful enough to wash away my sins. You got to let people know, man, what you did sometimes. You got to let people know. You don't need to let everybody know, but somebody need to hear your story. When you reach out and touch, that person you're trying to touch need to hear your story. And all we got to do is just let them know, man, I've been there. I know what you're feeling. To me, it's a crime when somebody go up to the front and confess and say, pray for me. Here's the thing that you got to understand. I believe truly in my heart. A sinner nor a sinner. I don't care what kind of sin it is. If you was a former drug addict, you know how a drug addict look. You know that look. You know you can see right through a drug addict. Man, if you was a bed hopper, and you've been hopping from one bed to another bed to another bed, and God redeemed you, you can see a bed hopper in the church. Man, I don't care what it is, if you a wife abuser, if you can see. If you ran the streets, you can tell who's a street guy. But the thing is, you used the mess that almost destroyed you as a message to help somebody else and pull them out. That's why when God converted a prostitute to be saved, she got what it takes to go back out there and save somebody else on the streets. You don't want to send me out there to try to save a prostitute. Prostitute may convert me. But if I stay in my lane, that may not be my lane. But if it's your lane, it's your lane. So what I'm trying to say, when you reach out and touch somebody, when you reach out and touch somebody, it's something that you went through. I went through a hardship. I grew up without a father. I grew up without a mother. I grew up in an alcoholic home. I grew up when food wasn't on the table every night. Man, if God pulled me out of that, if God allowed me to survive, man, I got to go out there and reach and touch somebody else, those who are drowning in the very thing that God pulled me out of. Man, if we as a church can get our mindset on that, if we can establish our ministries based on the storms we've been through, do you know how powerful we can become? See, us being Christian is not just going to worship on Sunday and then going to Bible class and going to some little class on Saturday. Man, we're supposed to be a body that's functioning with members of the body that is doing some powerful, powerful things. That's what makes the body work. And man, if we can put our mind on that, if we can focus on that, if we can see, man, I don't have to be a scholar of the Bible to take what I can't, that I walked out of, that God has delivered me out of. Man, I could use some scriptures. Man, tell somebody, man, I'm telling you, God is good. I could use a scripture just saying, man, I just let the Lord be my shepherd. I allow him to lead me. through the valley. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, to the 23rd Psalm, he said, I will feel no evil. You know why? For thou art with me, thou rod and thou staff. It's that comfort me. Man, just let somebody know, man, I've been through what you've been through. But you don't understand what I'm going through. Shall I understand? You don't know what it's like to not have a father. Let me tell you what it's like not to have a father and a mother. See, people need to hear our stories so that they know that we can relate to their pain. People come in and we all dressed up, confessed up, but inwardly we messed up. But see, they can't see that mess up. You know why? Because the blood has washed away our sins. And thank God we don't look like what we've been through. That's nothing but God. Man, you don't look like you've been through that. Yeah, I've been through that. I got some stories I can tell you. But when people come in and they feel like we can't relate to them, they're not going to tell us their stories. They're not going to tell us what they're going through. When somebody get up and confess with tears in their eyes, somebody just about know what them tears say. I'm going to give you an example of what I mean by that. When you know what somebody going through. My van was stolen. I do heating and cooling. And I tell this to the church, and I tell this everywhere I go. My van was stolen one Friday out of a lot where I worked at. And I remember when I walked out, I looked out in that parking lot, and my van was missing. And I'm like, I know I parked my van right there. But anyway, I had to face reality that somebody stole my van, made a police report, went on. But that following Friday, when I went to lunch and I came back, I seen two men looking. And they was looking. And they had this look, but I knew that look. And as I walked towards them, I seen them looking. And I said, excuse me, my man. Did somebody steal your van? He said, How you know? I said, because somebody stole my van last week. I'll never forget that look. I knew just the way he looked, the question mark on his face. I just knew that somebody stole his van simply because I went through the very same thing. So you can't tell me that you can't see. When a woman can see when a young girl has been touched inappropriately, when she around someone or one of her kinfolk and she have this look, she's not comfortable with them or her. You can tell if you've been through that. And you got to use that to reach out and touch somebody. I know people say, man, I don't want to ever go back there. I don't want to go back there. You don't understand what happened in my life. I believe if God pulled you out of something and you don't go back there, that's a wasted chapter in your life. Man, if I have, I use every ounce of what has went through me or what I went through to help somebody else. If it can help somebody else, I'll tell a young man, look, man, I understand what you're going through. I'm a man. But I'm telling you, this is the outcome of the decision that you're about to make. I said, I'm telling you, I don't have no problem warning nobody if I've been through it. I wouldn't do that if I was you, my man. You ain't me. I said, I ain't you, but I said, you're going to be me. You're going to go through it. I don't mind telling somebody what it means. I don't mind helping nobody and encouraging them if it's going to make their life better. My storm can make your life better. I'm going to reach out and touch. I want to try to help you. I want to try to uplift you. I want to try to motivate you. I want to try to edify you. I want to do everything in my power to make sure that you don't walk down the chapter that I have walked down. If you look at what it did to me, if you look at me and let me tell you the price I paid for going down that chapter or that street, you wouldn't go down that street. Man, how powerful would the church be? And guess what? Then they won't be able to say, I give up on the church. See, people don't want to give up on God, but they're going to give up on the church if the church is not making a difference in their life. This is just one thing that I tell people. Reach out and touch through Christ Jesus. Man, tell people about your struggles, about your hurt. Man, let them know, man, you God has delivered you, and you want to let them know. Man, God can deliver you too. God delivered you. God delivered me. Well, I want somebody to know, man, God can deliver you too. God, you can make it through that. Don't think this is the way you have to go. Don't worry about what you did. Don't worry about what people think. Just surrender your life over to God. Watch God make a difference in your life. When you reach out in touch, and when you let your light so shine, when we become the salt of the world, the church, man, we can do much good. I don't care what evil was done to us. God can mend it for good. And if God can mend it for good, all glory go to God. Anytime we pull somebody out, man, I love to help somebody avoid a decision that I made that cost me much grief. Man, I can say all glory to God. The more people I can avoid going down a certain street in life, man, I can say all glory to God. Man, church, we owe it to this old sinful world to reach out and touch through Christ Jesus. That's my word for today. I hope it bless you. I hope it strengthens you. I hope it encourages you to understand, man, you got a story to tell. Don't think you don't have a story to tell. If you've been through anything in that life, I don't care what it is, you got a story to tell. Somebody needs to hear your story. Somebody needs that encouragement from you that it didn't break you. It didn't destroy you. It knocked you down, but you was able to get back up. And when you can cry out like David, if it's a mess that you made in your life, Lord, create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit in me. Turn that mess into a message so people cannot go down that story, that chapter that you went down, all the grief you dealt with. Man, I just want to convert a sinner. You know, I don't want you to do what I did. Man, I did it, and it cost me much. Man, be blessed and be a blessing into someone else's life. May God keep you. May God bless you. And I'm going to turn this back over to you, Brother Steve.
Is your congregation in need of lending for a building or expansion project? As your partner and advocate, Diversified Financial Network will take the time to understand your unique situation and develop a financing solution that meets your specific needs. It's an exciting time for your congregation, and what you need is a company with expertise in church financing early in the process. Call us today at 1-866-513-6665. Or visit us at www.diversifiedfinancegroup.com.
These are the announcements for the events and activities in the Churches of Christ. If you'd like to have your events or activities announced on this radio broadcast, please contact me at the Carolina Studio at 910-491-6405. Or send me your email to butlersteve1009@yahoo.com. On August the 4th through the 9th, 2019, the Northside Church of Christ will be the official host of the 2019 Florida State Lectureship of the Churches of Christ in conjunction with the Jacksonville, Florida congregations. The Newburgh Church of Christ, located in Louisville, Kentucky, is currently seeking a full-time evangelist. Please submit all inquiries to the newburghcoc@gmail.com. Candidates will be afforded a job description and application packet. Completed applications should be submitted along with the candidate's resume, references, doctrinal philosophy, and a sample of an audio or video recorded sermon. The Deep River Church of Christ, located in High Point, North Carolina, is seeking a full-time evangelist. The ideal candidate will be outreach-focused with a desire to win souls and has a keen ability to appeal well to a cross-cultural audience. For a copy of the full job description, visit the homepage of their website at www.deepriverchurchofchrist.org. To apply, send a resume, a cover letter, and three professional references to deeprivercoc@triad.com. On August the 5th through the 7th, 2019, there will be a Refresh Summit 2019 at the Preston Crest Church of Christ in Dallas, Texas. For more information, please call 972-233-2392. On July the 6th and the 7th, 2019, there'll be a third annual church anniversary and a first annual Kingdom Men's Conference at the Connect Church of Christ in Baytown, Texas, 6100 North Main Street, Baytown, Texas, 77521. For more information, please call 713-775-9001. On June the 23rd through the 27th, 2019, there'll be an ATTS Texas Regional Lectureship, the 2019, hosted by the North Glen Heights Church of Christ. And that address is 1207 Willow Run Drive, Glen Heights, Texas, 75154. For more information, please call 972-223-4770. And the theme of the lectureship will be weighing the lightness of temporal things with the eternal weight of glory. On June the 16th through the 19th, 2019, the Gray Road Church of Christ presents the Joshua Lectures. And the address is Gray Road Church of Christ, 4826 Gray Road, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45232. For more information, please call 513-541-4100. On August the 10th through the 11th, 2019, there'll be a church charity community friendship weekend event at the Nassau Church of Christ, 1312 West Nassau Street, Tampa, Florida. For more information, please call 954-687-4705. And the theme of this charity event will be the church and community together. Encourage your youth to pursue their education and dreams. And just a program reminder, Stevie B's Media Production presents, we're airing live shows here on Blog Talk Radio, and the number to the Carolina studio is 910-491-6405, and the number to the live show is 713-955-0508. The first Monday of every month, we're airing a live show, the Gospel Light Radio Show Special Edition, from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. On Tuesday, from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, I'm hosting the live show, What a Word from the Lord Radio Show. And each week, we'll have special guest speakers from the Brotherhood of the Churches of Christ who will be presenting lessons from the Word of God. Also, we have the Community Corner segment. That segment is for small business owners and entrepreneurs who have products and services that they're offering to our communities. And we also have my co-host, Edward Bishop, from the Niagara Falls, New York. He'll be presenting lessons from the Word of God as well every other week on the show. And then on Thursday night from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, I'm hosting the live show, the Gospel Light Radio Show. And on that show, I have 8 co-hosts who will be presenting lessons from the Word of God. And each week, I have 2 co-hosts who will be on the air with me. I'm also taking questions from my Shout It Out platform on social media, Facebook, and I'm posing a question to one of my co-hosts on the show. And then on Friday night from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, I'm hosting a live show, Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast Radio Show. And I'll be playing the world's greatest acapella gospel music artists. Also, we're doing the Story Glory segment where we're interviewing the artists that we're actually playing on the show. And also, we'll be debuting new music. And this Friday night, we'll be debuting a new album by the group Called by God Acapella Ensemble out of Nashville, Tennessee. Also, once a month, we're doing the Top 20 Countdown show. And also, once a quarter, we're doing the Marathon show. That's a 3-hour show for whatever artist or group that we're featuring on that show. And the next scheduled Marathon show will be on July the 26th. We'll be featuring the group Made New Acapella out of Louisville, Kentucky. Also, you can tune in to my on-demand episodes by typing in Stevie B's Media Production through my affiliate internet stations on Spotify, on iHeartRadio, on Apple iTunes, on ACARadio.net, on iWave Radio, through MCCBroadcasting.com, through IVCBroadcasting.com, through YouTube. Go to the Church TV Network and see their playlist, Acapella Radio. Also, you can go to the site World of Acapella. Also, go to my website, Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com. and type my name in the search bar, you'll see all those on-demand episodes. I want to thank my sponsors who are sponsoring these radio shows. My sponsor, Sharon Darwood, she lives in Chicago, Illinois. Her company is called Organo, and their slogan is a health product for healthier living. And also my sponsor, Bethesda Memorial Funeral Directory Crematory Services out of DeSoto, Texas. And my sponsor, Stanley Phillips. He's the owner of A Touch of Class Apparel in Little Rock, Arkansas. And my sponsor, C.J. Colson. Her company is called Euthyrpin Health Institute out of Monument, Colorado. And my sponsor, Diversified Financial Network, LLC, out of Dallas, Texas. And the owner is Mark and Charlotte Carroll. And I have a new sponsor, Cheryl Mara. She lives in Charlotte, North Carolina. She's with the Compassionate Haiti Leaders, and they've been serving Northern Haiti for 20-plus years, and they invite you to become a part of something greater than yourselves. So please visit and donate to Haiti at www.CompassionateHaitiLeaders.faith. The three E's of Stevie B's Media Production, it is the objective of this radio broadcast. We want to educate, we want to edify, and we want to encourage you in a study of God's Word. And that will conclude our program announcements. You're listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show.
From the fall.
You're listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show. Now, this is the segment of the broadcast, the Community Corner, and it's simply designed to just tell our listeners just what products and services are being offered in our communities and how you can contact them for their services. Ladies and gentlemen, you'd be surprised to know just what services that people have to offer that are sitting right there in our congregations. You know, this is one of my favorite segments because we get a chance to hear just what some of the things that people are doing around us to serve our community. We have had people on this show who are into financial services, legal services. We've had authors. We've even had professional boxers who are community activists on this show. We've had farmers and those who are involved in health and wellness. We've even had a model on the show, ladies and gentlemen. So we just want to make the saints aware of just what services are available to them. So my special guest in the Community Corner is Robert McFall from Jacksonville, Florida, and Denise Finch from Charlotte, North Carolina, and their company is called Planet Marketing. Robert and Denise, how are you all doing on this evening? Thank you for joining us in the Community Corner.
I just want to first of all thank you, Stevie B, for giving so many of us a forum to let our voices be heard. So, Stevie B, I want to give you a shout-out, a shout-out, a shout-out. Great job.
Oh, you did the three shout-outs.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Denise Finch, and I live right here in Charlotte, North Carolina. My husband, Jeffrey, and I have been married for over 36 years, and we have three children, two of which are still in college. I am presently a fifth-grade teacher, and with that being said, about 80% of all teachers have a side job to supplement their income. And I prayed to God to show me a way to make ends meet. And I was blessed to be introduced to a business that allowed me to work in my spare time and at the same time make a full-time income. Planet Marketing got started about 4 years ago and now has over 45,000 active members. We are in the business of helping families to gain financial freedom as well as having time freedom. So it was my goal to retire before I'm 60 and be a career traveler for the rest of my life. What I want to do now is bring on the person who got me involved in the business, Robert McFall. Robert McFall introduced me to Planet Marketing, and I will forever be grateful to God for sending him my way. So ladies and gentlemen, please, without further ado, please give your attention to Robert McFall. Thank you.
Hey. Thank you, Denise, for that shout out. And I also want to say give a shout out to Stevie and Stevie R. Butler for allowing us to come on and just educate and give people another avenue to be able to do something, because there's a lot of us that have a plan A but never put a plan B into action or put it into play. And today's world, if we see it nowadays, we have it to where there are a lot of companies, a lot of jobs, businesses shutting down, laying people off, cutting back, and putting people in arm's way of not knowing what they're going to do with their lives, and especially with the older generation not wanting to or not being able to really to reestablish themselves in the market because they've been doing it for so long. And with me originally being from New York, now residing in Jacksonville, Florida, a retiree from the military, knowing that my retirement check truly will not be able to carry over after I'm long gone for my family to truly take advantage of after I'm gone, this company here, which I presented to Denise Finch, has the opportunity to do so for all of us. And that's what we're trying to educate people on residual income and generational wealth. And there's not just teachers that's in this industry. There's principals, there's doctors, you name it. There's many different people that's in this company, in this industry, that's realizing that they need to put a plan B into effect, even if they're doing it part-time or full-time. And I just want to echo what Denise Finch talked about what this company has done and will do for anybody that's willing to put the work in and do what is required and needed of them to secure their lives, secure their financial freedom, and their personal time for their family after they're long and gone. And that's what Mr. Bradley, the founder of Planet Marketing, wanted to do, put something in that can surpass them, a legacy to which we know as Christians we need to leave something for our children and their children's children. And it's not, and I know it's not just about finance, it's about spiritual and wealth and health and everything, but we need to do something, and that's what we're here to do and try to educate people. And if you want to know more information about Planet Marketing and how we're growing within the 4 years of just 45,000 reps and growing more and having a vision of having 100,000 by the end of next year, just contact Denise Finch or myself, and we can truly help present something to you that you can do something part-time and put something away to which you can have a residual generational wealth and a legacy for your children's children.
Now, Robert and Denise, do you all do seminars for your business?
We have seminars. We have we're in 22 different countries, and we're all over the world. So there's always a meeting, a seminar, an event that's going on almost every single day, Monday through Thursday. And then also we have what we call a Super Saturday in different places around the world. And if people want to know more information on where they can go within their city and their town, just contact us, and we can surely present that to them so they can be able to go to those events and everything, because we got them going every single day except for Friday. And there's some on Saturdays and there's some on Sundays as well.
Now, I was not aware, Robert, that when Denise told me about you coming on the show this evening, I was not aware that I had already talked to you about doing this show.
It was funny because when she talked to me this afternoon, just clearly, I said, okay, all right, you going on? Okay, no problem. I'm right there with you. And then when she said your name, I said, wait a minute, I talked to him a long time ago. And she said, yeah. So I said, okay, let's do this, because I love what he's doing. And I've been on a couple of your shows airing and everything. I listen in and everything. And I really appreciate what you're doing, because we don't have enough of these blog talk radio shows or enough airtime to which we can present something
right,
just for not just for ourselves, but for others.
Right. Hey, I thank you all for joining us in the Community Corner. That's some very valuable information. Really appreciate it. Now, Robert, Robert, I'll see you again in December now.
when you see me, and when you hear from me in December, I'm praying to God that there'll be something bigger and better for us to present on the show.
Amen. Now, you're a preacher as well, right?
Oh no! You know what? God got something special for me, because you're not the only one. And trust me, there's about a dozen or more people that has asked me or said to me, "You're a preacher." I said, "No." Oh, okay. So God got something. So somebody's speaking. God is speaking to many people. So maybe I need to start opening my ears a little bit more and my eyes.
Amen. Hey, thank you all for joining us on the Community Corner. Denise, I certainly appreciate you. You know, now, Denise, the reason I was ragging you about that shout-out, because, you know, I don't do 3 shout-outs anymore. I was throwing my voice
okay.
out.
Okay. Well, you deserve a third one.
Well, appreciate it. Thank you all for joining us on the Community Corner. So really, I do appreciate
it. Oh, thank you.
All right. All right, ladies
all
and
right.
gentlemen.
Thank you so much.
Stay tuned. For the gospel, stay tuned. I was going to say the gospel light, but stay tuned for What a Word from the Lord. After the break, I'll have a lesson for your consideration. Stay tuned.
I know. Walking. that's why I'm glad. I said I'm glad I know you, Lord. I'm so glad you know me, Lord. I'm glad you know me, Lord. We want to give you the praise.
What a Word from the Lord radio show. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to meet me in Revelation chapter 22, and we'll look at verses 16 and 17 will serve as our lesson text for our lesson on this evening. Revelation chapter 22, verses 16 and 17. And the text says, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst, and whosoever will, let him take the waters of life freely. Ladies and gentlemen, the subject that I'd like for you to consider for just a few moments is, are there people God cannot save? Are there people God cannot save? Ladies and gentlemen, there are people dying without Jesus Christ our Lord every day. Some are dying without Christ because they thought they were simply good enough. There are others who believe the lies of false doctrine. There are others because they convinced themselves that there was no such thing as the God of heaven. Still others die without Christ because though they once were Christians, they were enticed back into the world of sin by its lust and temptations and desires. Sadly, there is one more category of people dying without Christ every day. And these are the ones I want to give some attention to on this broadcast this evening. People who have convinced themselves that their sins were too numerous, too grievous, and too ugly for God to save. So sad. So very, very sad. On this evening, right now, ladies and gentlemen, there are people about to pass from life into death. They're about to step into a boat, as it were, that will carry them into the darkness and terror of a devil's hell. Why? All because they think their sins were too many, too deep for God to forgive. Is it so? Are there sins and sinners that God cannot forgive? Are there some sins and some sinners that are simply unforgivable? Thank God the answer is no. My dear friend, set aside for just a moment all the hurt, all the pain and guilt you feel because of your many sins. Come with me now to the Bible, to the Word of God. Come and look at some heroes of the faith. Come and gaze upon the saints of God. Who are these people? What kind of lives did they lead? What kind of sins did they themselves commit? You say, God can never forgive me. Well, ladies and gentlemen, God knows we feel this way. And that's why God gave us the epistle to the Hebrews. Let's look at chapter 11. Let's compare our sins to their sins. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 7, the Bible says, God saved Noah. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there was a time when Noah was a drunkard in Genesis chapter 9 and verse 21. In verse 8 of Hebrews chapter 11, the Bible says God saved Abraham. But I want to tell you, there was a time when Abraham was a liar. Genesis chapter 12, verse 13, and also Genesis chapter 20. And verse 13. Look at verse 9 of Hebrews chapter 11. The book says God saved Isaac. But I want to tell you, there was a time, ladies and gentlemen, when Isaac was a liar just like his father. Genesis 26 and verse 7. Look at verse 9 of Hebrews chapter 11. The book says, God saved Jacob. Ladies and gentlemen, there was a time when Jacob was the biggest liar and deceiver in his entire family. Genesis chapter 27 and verse 19. Look at verse 11 of Hebrews chapter 11. The book says, God saved Sarah. But I want to tell you, there was a time, ladies and gentlemen, when Sarah laughed at what God said in Genesis 18 and verse 15. Look at verse 23 of Hebrews chapter 11. The book says God saved Moses. But I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there was a time when Moses killed a man and buried him in the sand. In Exodus chapter 2 and verse 12. Look at verse 31. The book says God saved Rahab. But I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, on tonight, there was a time when Rahab was a harlot, and a harlot is a prostitute. Look at verse 32. The book says, God saved David. Ladies and gentlemen, there was a time when David was a murderer and an adulterer in 2 Samuel chapter 11. Now, you may say, well, I'm a worse sinner than any of these people. Really? Are you a worse sinner than the people who made up the angry mob that murdered our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Did you know that Jesus actually prayed for his murderers while he was dying on Calvary's cross? Luke records in Luke chapter 23 and verse 34, the book says, then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. How Jesus Christ, our Lord's prayer was answered is explained in Acts chapter 2. The apostle Peter, standing up with the 11, preached to the multitude that there were in that audience them that had taken by wicked hands and crucified and slain, in verse 23. Ladies and gentlemen, they had murdered the Son of God. But look at verse 36 of Acts chapter 2. Peter says, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God had made this same Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Verse 37, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission or the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus prayed for his murderers' forgiveness while on the cross. And God answered that prayer 50 days later on the day of Pentecost. Ladies and gentlemen, so we can take heart this evening. No matter what we have done, whatever you have said, whatever you have thought, God can and God will save us. If God can save the murderers of his dear Son, surely he can save you and me. Amen. And I'll see you on the other side of the break.
When God says no, and we won't incense him to the edge,
just remember,
don't forget,
Father knows,
Father knows
what's best. I remember, God
knows,
what's best. My
God,
he knows
what's
best. Late in the midnight hour, I was crying and all alone, waiting for an answer. My hope's gone. I even called on my best friend, and she could not be found. Lord, you said you'll never leave me nor forsake me. Lord, where are you now? So I went to church the next Sunday morning, looking for my breakthrough. I knew a change would come if I just hold on, 'cause God's word is true. But then the preacher said something, and it took me by surprise. Sometimes God says no, But just like Job, you gotta trust him, my child. When God says no, but when the preacher said it, I didn't quite understand it. He said, don't forget, just trust your Father, 'cause he knows what's best. When I lay awake in the middle of the night with tears streaming from my eyes, I remember Father knows, no matter what you're going through, 'cause he knows, Father knows what's best. And I started to feel a little better, 'cause he started talking about my Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, and how he prayed to the Father, let this cup pass from me. Then he did just like me, y'all. Said he went to his best friend, and his friends let him down. He said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Where are you now? You see, sometimes God is moving and we don't understand. See, Jesus paid the cost when we were lost, and it was all a part of God's master plan. So when you're waiting for that answer and God says no to you, just go ahead and shout,
hey,
and have no doubt.
From the Lord Radio Show. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to take this time and extend unto you the Lord's invitation. And the reason that I do this is because I just simply don't know who's listening to this program. I don't know what you've heard. I just don't know. How can I know? So as a Christian, I just want to do the best that I can to sow the seed of the kingdom. If you're not a child of God, and one cannot be a child of God until you are a Christian, until you've been born again, as the Bible teaches, then you are lost outside of Christ. And you need to know this. It's not enough to be religious. You must obey the commands of the Lord. In order for a man to be saved, you must take heed and answer the gospel call. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 14. You must hear the gospel. John chapter 6 and verse 45. Romans chapter 10, verse 14 and 17. And the facts of the gospel are the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 3. You must believe the same. Hebrews 11, 6 and James 2 and verse 24. You must repent. Luke chapter 13, verses 3 and 5. Acts chapter 17 and verse 30. You must confess your faith in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. Matthew chapter 10, verse 32 and 33. And you must be baptized in water for the remission or the forgiveness of your sins. Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. Acts 10, verse 48. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 21. And if you are a Christian and you've not been faithful in your service to God, you need to decide again by repentance and prayer. Acts chapter 8 and verse 22. Now, I want to encourage you now to visit the Church of Christ in your area. Amen. And I'll see you on the other side of the break.
Do, 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 you made my day. Do, do.
From the Lord Radio Show. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for spending a little time with us on the show this evening for a study of God's Word. I want to thank my special guest speaker, Ronald Cross, and the lesson that he gave tonight was entitled Reach Out and Touch. Certainly appreciate Ronald's efforts here on the broadcast tonight. And also my special guest in the community corner, Denise Finch and Robert McFall, there with the company Planet. What was the name of that company? Planet Marketing. That's what that company is. And they did a great presentation on the show tonight. Certainly appreciate them being in the Community Corner. I appreciate everyone who's been on the show this evening. What a blessing it has been, ladies and gentlemen. And it's my prayer that these lessons and the things that you heard on the show this evening have been beneficial to your spiritual lives, and your relationship with the Lord has been strengthened, because you're not only tuning into this broadcast, but you've given yourself over to a study of God's word. So until we meet again, I pray God's continual blessings upon your lives, and that he bless you real, real good. You've been listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show. Good night, everybody.
There's a sweet, sweet, sweet spirit inside of me. This I am the righteousness of God. I am the righteousness of God. Won't you help me sing? There's a seed of righteousness that's working within.
I am the righteousness of God.
Got a verse.
Sing your verse, man.
Oh, if a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed, and behold, all things are made new. For
I am.
Sometimes things, they don't quite look right.
What do you do?
So we walk by faith and not by sight. I'm reconciled with God by the blood of Jesus Christ. No way to groan, being burdened in this body.
Listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show, episode 123.
Jesus,
sometimes as Christians, we need someone to call on. And there will come a time in your life where you can't call on your mother, you can't call on your father, and your friends will let you down. But there is a name that we all can call on, and that name is Jesus. He will bring you through trials and tribulations. He will bring you through the rough and tough times. He will bring you through any situation that you may face down here on this earth. But don't just take my word for it. M-A-N. Man. Make it a noise. Hey, Mario. Tell him about his name.
Let's go. Have you ever had somebody who was there for you
through the rough times, the tough times, he'll bring you through. Well, I know a man, you need to fit him in your plans. I'm telling you, he understands, and he really cares. Have you ever saw somebody who was down and out? Through the rough time, the tough time, he was there, no doubt. And I know his name. Some people call him Prince of Peace, others call him Jehovah, but I know him as Jesus. On my knees when I pray, I call Jesus.
Every night, y'all.
Every night, every day.
Every
born
day.
Jesus,
oh,
I
Lord.
Am calling.
Uh-huh.
On your name.
On your name. Your name, your name, your name.
Jesus.
Oh, my,
on my,
my.
Knees when I
my
pray,
sweet
I
Jesus.
Call Jesus.
Every night, y'all.
Every night.
Every day, oh,
I am calling on your name.
He's the one who died on Calvary just to save a wretch like you and me. No one can fit his caliber. He's my one and only true Savior. He's the one who put one foot in front of the other. He's the one who sticks closer to me than my own brother. He's sort of like my mother, kind of like my father. Matter of fact, there is no other. I'm talking about
Jesus.
Whoa.
When
yeah,
I pray,
yeah,
I
yeah.
Call
every night, every day,
every day,
everywhere. Oh Lord,
I am calling.
Yes,
on
I
your
am.
Name.
Oh, yes, I am. I'm talking about
Jesus.
Uh-huh.
On my knees, uh-huh. When I pray,
oh, yes,
I call Jesus.
Every night,
every
day. When I'm down,
Jesus,
always
oh,
around.
Jesus,
Lord, hear me now.
Jesus,
I need you now.
Jesus,
'cause I love
oh,
Jesus.
Jesus.
I praise Jesus.
Jesus,
I serve,
Jesus,
I adore,
Jesus,
I love
Jesus,
Jesus. Always with me.
Jesus,
defeat
oh,
my enemies.
Jesus,
Alpha and Omega.
Jesus,
he's my love
my
and faith. I serve
Jesus.
I worship Jesus.
Jesus.
I shout,
Jesus.
I sing, I praise
Jesus.
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 Never let me go.
Jesus.
Let me go
oh,
astray.
Jesus.
Stays right by me.
Jesus.
Oh, grace to me.
Jesus.
I serve
oh,
Jesus.
Jesus.
I'll jump for Jesus.
Jesus.
Go anywhere.
Jesus.
Tell you
Jesus.
About Jesus.
Jesus.
How he died for me.
Jesus.
How he died
oh,
for you.
Jesus.
How he died for us.
Jesus.
I give
my
him my trust.
Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Oh,